old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat, talk about a treat. You look never from your dabby to your feet. Dressed in style, brand new tile, and your father's old green tie on. I wouldn't give you something for your old watch chain. Old iron, old iron. Cool.
Hello, welcome to 134 Goals. I'm Chris Sharp. This is the Posh Postscript, and I will be looking back at the Good Friday game against Scunthorpe. If you are of a nervous disposition, you may want to look away now. And the intro music this week, slightly different. Big thanks to Peter Sellers for that. It is a nod to Scunthorpe, and it is a reflection on the calibre of our squad and their ambition. So yeah, it's not a great weekend for Posh fans, I have to say. So let's look at the starting lineup. We had a couple of changes forced upon us. We had Anik in goal, Smith, Rico, Gabs and Cozy in the back line, and then Harry Anderson making his full debut, Beauty Man replacing Jack Payne, Bozzy and Joe Newell, then Luke Williams starting up front against one of his old clubs, and then Connor Washington. Williams came in for Luke James, we had a couple of changes forced upon us because Madison and Payne had a mysterious sickness bug, and John Taylor had a knee injury, so there were some changes that were probably forced upon Robbo. His hands were probably tied there, but you would expect with new players coming to the squad that they would want to seize upon the opportunity, which they've been chomping at the bit to take, to go and impress, to show us all what they can do. But sadly, Posh fans, and if you were one of the 1,000 people that were there to witness Good Friday's game, that did not happen. And I think the players need to take a long, hard look at themselves and look at the contribution they're making and consider, can they perform any better? If they can, then they need to step up, and they need to step up now, because quite frankly, if we continue as we are going in one direction. Looking at the game, there are a couple of players that did emerge with some credit, and that was Smithy, Bozzy and Anik. And there is a theme emerging here, because week after week, it is the same old faces that get mentioned of coming out of the games and the losses with any credit. There was a bit of a spark from Norris when he came on to replace Beautyman, and Aaron McLean had a decent form when he replaced Connor Washington. Connor Washington was particularly ineffective. But sadly, they were, well, to no avail. And it was all rather disappointing. One of the changes that happened was Gabs came off with a head injury. So as a precaution, I believe Alan Sheehan came on to replace Gabs in centre back berth. But none of those changes had any positive impact, and we continued in the same poor form as before, which is very disappointing. And if you look at the two opponents we've had in the last two games, Scunthorpe on Good Friday and Coventry City the week before, those two sides, and it's not just me saying this, if you look at the fans forum for those two clubs, those two sides are very poor teams, and we have gift wrapped 6 points to both of those teams this year. We have not managed to take a single point from them, which is quite frankly pathetic. But if you look at the bigger picture in terms of how we've played against the bottom six sides this year, this is a worrying statistic. So we've played the bottom six, or teams when they've been in the bottom six, a total of 13 times. We've won 4 of those and lost 9. If you extend it up to the bottom 10, when teams have been in the bottom 10 positions, we have won 4 overall. We have drawn 1 and we have lost 13. That's right, we have lost 13 times against teams when they've been in the bottom 10. And that is a pathetic record for any team that's got ambitions to get promoted out of League One. You just can't afford to do that. I know they're going to be tough at times in terms of, you know, playing like their lives depend upon it, but even so, we have got to get more points from that, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are in the position we're in, because we've got better form against the better sides, but against the poorer sides, we are frankly bloody useless. Rant over. Well, for the time being, anyway. Another statistic that I'll just rub salt into the wound for. We have managed to score once in the last 4 games. Our strikers You need to look at these statistics and you need to consider very hard what contribution, if any, you are making, because that is not good enough. And if we're looking at statistics, fair play to Scunthorpe. You showed greater determination, a greater desire to win than Posh ever managed on Good Friday afternoon. And you got two top results for the league. You had the highest number of shots for the weekend on goal of 9 and the highest number of shots overall at 18. So, yeah, that tells you pretty much all you need to know about the game. We were humbled by a team that's struggling for survival, and we've given them all 3 points once again. Not good enough. And let's just remind ourselves what Robbo said ahead of the pre-match talk that he gave to Neil Gilbey when he was talking about playing with some flair.
Listen, when they play on a Saturday, they've got to have the football bravery to do that. And we've got the players with that football bravery, and mix that with the intensity that we've been playing, then listen, I'm sure it will bode for a really, really exciting game of football.
So that was Robbo on PUTV speaking to Neil Gilbey. Pretty depressing when you consider Robbo's ambitions for how the team was going to play and then what actually happened and took place in the afternoon. It was pretty woeful. We just managed 4 shots on target. If you were one of the 1,000 that had travelled to Glanford Park, you would have been very disappointed with that performance. And certainly, not only with the supporters, Dave Robertson was particularly hacked off, and we can listen to him now talking to Nick Fairburn on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Very bad. Really disappointing. Really disappointed with the result. Really disappointed with the performance. And if I'm honest, disappointed with the lack of energy from the team. And if I'm being brutally honest, I think that's the first time that I'm in a position where I'd be saying that.
And if you think Robbo's cheesed off, just imagine for 1 minute, if you will, how apoplectic Darren McAntony is likely to be at this point in time. Once again, he's backed the management team. He's done all that he can to support the team and to promote a promotion push. And once again, we are being let down by the players. And I do mean that most sincerely, because we all know as Posh fans how the players can play, but yet again, they've failed to deliver the standards that are not unreasonable to expect as fans. We expect them to players to go out and play with a bit of pride, a bit of passion, a bit of commitment, a bit of desire. None of those things were apparent on Good Friday. And this is an easy thing to say, but we are missing a player like George Boyd.
I bloody love that long-haired Adonis me.
It's not just an easy thing to say, because obviously George is now shining in the Premier League. Any League One side is going to miss a player of his capability, his skill, his trickery, his guile and his talent. But what I'm talking about are not necessarily those attributes, but George's ability to take hold of the game by the scruff of its neck and take his teammates with him and show the drive, the purpose and the commitment to get the team across the line and to get a win. And frankly, we haven't had that attribute in one of our players, one of our key players, for a long, long time now, and we miss it so much. And this group of players, they've got a lot to answer for. They've cost one management team their jobs, and it looks at this point in time that they could be costing a second management team their jobs. You know, that frankly is not good enough. And if we as fans can see it, the management team can see it, and certainly Darren McAntony is going to see it as well. Really, I am at a loss in terms of where we go from here. We need a dramatic turnaround, and you've got to ask yourself the question, can our players deliver that? And from what we've seen over the last couple of games, the answer has got to be no. So Scunthorpe's 2 goals. I did highlight in the Posh prelude the couple of players to watch out for, Paddy Madden, Theo Robinson and McSheffrey, and the goals came predictably from Paddy Madden and Theo Robinson. And that is a bit of a disappointment. And looking back from the highlights that are on television, you know, the defending is very, very poor. But if you're giving a team the opportunity to take 18 shots on a goal, 9 of those being on target, it's a numbers game that some of those eventually are going to go in. And I think you can look at